Sudbury's Health Sciences North, HSN, reported there are still 61 active COVID-19 patients in the hospital, with four of them in the intensive care unit for Friday, January 21. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, is also reporting another death. This is five COVID-related deaths in the past 5 days in the Sudbury Health jurisdiction. No details were provided on the death other than it was assigned to Greater Sudbury. This brings the Sudbury area death toll to 63 who have died since the pandemic began in March of 2020. Also on Friday, Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, reported 144 new COVID-19 cases. There are now 29 active outbreaks in the city. Across Ontario on Wednesday, there were 573 COVID patients in intensive care units. The health unit also reported there are now 983 active cases that are being monitored locally. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 22 months ago, there have been 8,478 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 7,495 of those cases are now resolved. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 130 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 5 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 9 new cases for the Manitoulin District. The Wequimkong Unceded Territory, WUT, has reported an outbreak in that area of Manitoulin Island and said the WUT administrative building will be closed for the rest of this week. Residents can contact the WUT Facebook page for further updates. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 44 new cases linked to outbreaks, 5 new cases associated with close contact of a confirmed case, 4 new cases with no known epidemiological link, 43 cases with information missing, and 48 additional cases that are under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 3,051 total cases, an increase of 55 cases. The next highest number was 2,055 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 29. There were also 1,895 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 13. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 1,036 cases total, an increase of 31. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 441 cases, an increase of 16. There was no change in the not specified category, which has 0 cases. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 371,086 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 777 new tests since Thursday's report. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 78.2% of all people in the PHSD area. 3 new outbreaks have been reported by the Sudbury Health Unit in the past 24 hours in congregate settings at Christian Horizon Home, at Community Living Greater Sudbury and at Summit Human Services. There are also 3 separate outbreaks at the hospital, as well as at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 61 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, the hospital website reported for January 21. 4 of those were COVID patients in the intensive care unit. HSN's COVID unit is also full with 29 patients. The other 28 patients, positive with COVID, have been assigned to other wards in the hospital. There are active COVID-19 outbreaks at the hospital, 4th floor, South Tower, as of Jan.3, and 6th floor, North Tower, as of Jan.8, and 5th floor, South Tower, as of January 14. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 7,165 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. This includes 573 COVID patients in intensive care. Also today, the province reported 62 new COVID-19 deaths.